Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back in. Daily Ticker Time here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. And our first stop, we're going to head north to Seattle. Jalen Ramsey, the cornerback for the Jags, is on the market. A lot of people thought he'd be traded by Friday, and now it looks like he may end up playing tonight. We'll see where that goes. But joining us now to give us the latest in Seattle is Brady Henderson, covers the Seahawks for ESPN. ESPN.com is where you can find his great work, and he's on Twitter, at Brady Henderson. He joins us now. Brady, thanks for hopping on with us, man. We always appreciate the time down here in Portland. I'll just start. What does your gut say about the Seahawks, Jalen Ramsey? There's a lot of speculation right now.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me. And, you know, as far as Jalen Ramsey, I have not gotten the sense, and actually I should say I have gotten the sense that he is, that the Seahawks are not really in play for him. That's probably a better way of wording it, just from what I've heard. Now, you know, could that change? Certainly. And you know, as aggressive as John Schneider is, I really wouldn't put anything past him. You know, I think you got to realize whenever you see that, you know, the Seahawks linked to a player that's on the trade block or a free agent who's available, you know, they're always going to take a look at it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really, it's something they pride themselves on. And Pete Carroll and John Schneider really talk a lot about that, is that they want to be involved in everything. So whenever you see, you know, the Seahawks linked to somebody, it may just be them doing their typical due diligence. And I wonder if that's what's going on with Ramsey. Now, again, that could change. Maybe, you know, the time goes on and then the price drops and maybe they get involved. But I have gotten the sense, at least initially, that they're not really in play.
Yeah, I think the interesting part about a Ramsey trade, too, is not only what it's going to take to bring a guy of that caliber back to your team, and I know the Jags are asking for 2 first-round picks, which they're probably not going to get, but also the added impact of the fact he's only got one more year left on his deal, and then you're going to have to probably sign him because you're not giving up first-round picks in order just to have him for a one-year rental. What do you think is the bigger detriment if Seattle doesn't pull that off, of not wanting to give up the draft capital or not wanting to pay him a long-term contract?
Well, you know, it's interesting for a team that just, you know, made Russell Wilson the highest paid player in NFL history, just made Bobby Wagner the highest paid inside linebacker in the NFL. You know, they're actually not in terrible cap shape long term, just because they really don't have, you know, a ton of guys other than maybe Jaron Reed, who's suspended right now. They really don't have a ton of other guys that, you know, hey, in a year or two from now, you know, that guy's really gonna be looking at breaking the bank. So I think that if they felt like they could get him for, you know, a deal like something like they got for Clowney, or if they could sort of fleece the other team like they did, you know, the Houston Texans, then I think that would be in play. Now Clowney is, again, another one of those guys. I should have mentioned him, that, you know, you are talking about potentially having to give him a lot of money.
Right.
You know, if, you know, once you evaluate sort of his fit in their defense for the rest of the season. So he is, I guess, another guy that would fit into that. But at any rate, they are in okay shape cap-wise, and they're also in okay shape, you know, in terms of draft pick-wise. But at the price that, you know, we're hearing right now, that is a pretty steep price for even maybe the best cornerback in the NFL.
No doubt about it. Brady Henderson, ESPN, covering the Seahawks, is our guest here on the Daily Ticker. How has Clowney fit in your opinion, with them? A big road win in Pittsburgh. Obviously, Big Ben going out helps a lot, but still a big road win nonetheless in Pittsburgh. 2-0, feels like everybody except Arizona, actually everybody in the division except Arizona, is 2-0 right now, so it's a really tough fight. How's Jadeveon Clowney looked, in your opinion, with the Seahawks?
He's looked good. Yeah, probably made more of an impact in that first game than he did Sunday in Pittsburgh. You know, really, in that first game, he'd only been in the building for like a week and played, you know, like 48 snaps in that game, which was probably more than, you know, they would have liked, just given that he was coming off a, you know, a pretty long layover. So, you know, he is still sort of settling in there in terms of learning a new position in a new defense. Remember, he was a 3-4 defensive end for much of his time in Houston, which meant a lot of dropping into coverage, as opposed to now he's just a 4-3 defensive end, he was a 3-4 outside linebacker, which meant dropping into coverage. Now he's a 4-3 defensive end. And that was really, you know, one of the selling points with Seattle, is he wanted to be in a place where he could just focus on being, you know, a pass rusher who moves straight upfield as opposed to dropping back. But, you know, he is, you know, at least, you know, Pete Carroll has raved, I think last week, he talked at length about just how much he's fitting in from a personality standpoint. And it's also clear when you talk to Jadeveon, you know, he just really seems to be in a good place. He seems to be in a place that he wants to be.
Brady Henderson, our guest covering the Seahawks for ESPN.com, is where you can find his great work. He's on Twitter as well, at Brady Henderson. Give him a follow for all things Hawks as they get ready for the Saints this week. And the latest on Jalen Ramsey and Jadeveon Clowney in Seattle. Thank you so much for the time, Brady, man. Appreciate the hit.
Yeah, you bet, fellas. Thank you.
All right, let's roll on now in the Daily Ticker and get ready for the Titans and Jags tonight, Thursday Night Football. Tennessee on the road going to Jacksonville. Gardner Minshew versus Marcus Mariota. And to hop on and talk about Tennessee is David Beauclair. He's on Twitter at Beauclair Sports. He covers the Titans. Give him a follow on Twitter. David, thank you so much for joining us out here in Portland, man. I'll just start with, what's the pressure on Marcus Mariota this week? Is there no pressure in terms of potentially losing a job? What's the latest with him in the quarterback position for Tennessee?
Yeah, happy to be with you guys. It's there is a little bit of pressure this week. I think for the first time, really, I don't think he played great in week one, but when you win handily at Cleveland the way they did, everybody sort of, you know, looked past that. And had this not been a Thursday night game, I think there might be even more of a cry for a look at Ryan Tannehill. But the short week, I think everybody realizes, okay, you know, you're not gonna make a change at this time. So he hasn't played poorly, but he hasn't made plays at the right time so far. Like, for example, he's completed 9 passes on third down, but only 2 of them have gone for first downs, you know, and that's, you know, you've got to be able to move the chains to win in this league. And he's not doing that, not doing his part, at least consistently enough right now.
Yeah. I know the offensive line has been an issue early on as well for them. Taylor Lewan still facing the suspension. I think 2 more games until he's back. How much of the offensive line struggles have been just Lewan being out, the group not being strong? Like, what's the sense down there on the front five?
Yeah, Lewan being out has been an issue, and they've had tight ends or wide receivers chipping on the whoever's rushing on the left side to help Dennis Kelly, the fill-in at that spot. So that has had an effect on the offense. The running game has been good, but the pass protection hasn't been nearly up to par, I don't think. You know, Mariota's been sacked 4 times in each of the first 2 games, and 8 sacks through 2 games is the most he's taken since his rookie season. So, that's something they're working to clean up, and Jacksonville's a team that if that defensive front gets rolling, they can make you look bad. So I do think that's, you'll see more of the chipping and maybe an extra guy staying in to help block tonight.
Yeah, David Beauclair is our guest. He covers the Titans. He's on Twitter at Beauclair Sports. Give him a follow for all things Tennessee. Marcus Mariota is obviously a very interesting topic out here for us because we watched him succeed and have so much success at Oregon. David, he was just one that I never thought it would get to this point. He just had a skill set that I hadn't seen very often in college football, and I thought he'd be able to translate to the NFL. Do you think the Titans already have their mind made up, or do you really think they're going to wait the whole 5th season to determine whether he's the franchise guy or not? Because it is contract time. And if you wait 5... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think they have their minds made up. I think they have an idea. I mean, if they had their minds made up about him, things would have been different in training camp. You know, they traded for Ryan Tannehill, a guy who's been a starter and is easily the best backup that the Titans have had since they've had Mariota as their starting quarterback. But all through training camp, all through the offseason, everything, I mean, Marcus Mariota got all the reps with the first team offense. And there wasn't a sense of, oh, well, we're going to give Tannehill a little work today because he might have to play at some point this season. I've equated it to a game of one-on-one basketball, if you will, where it's make it, take it, you know, and as long as Marcus keeps doing enough to make it, so to speak, you know, Ryan Tannehill won't get the chance, and he will make the leadership of this organization think about whether they want to give him a contract for next season and beyond. But if he gets hurt again, if he if his struggles get worse, you know, then Tannehill will get his chance, and who knows, you know, Tannehill might never give the job back. So, you know, neither one of them are under contract beyond this season, and I have maintained that one of them will get a contract from this team after next year, but it won't be both of them, and it's likely not going to be neither of them.
Right, right. That's an interesting way to look at it. You know, the other big news in the NFL, and the Titans have been connected to it, has been Jalen Ramsey. Now, he's originally from Nashville, I believe, and I think the Titans are one of the teams he's kind of always leaked and said if he's going to go anywhere, he would want to go back and play for Tennessee. Is there any smoke there to that fire of Jalen Ramsey going to the Titans?
Yeah, I think without a doubt. If you're talking about where he's going to go this year, if the Jaguars trade him, it seems unlikely Jacksonville would trade him within the division. Now, if it goes to the end of the year and he becomes a free agent, I think he would absolutely look at coming here. The question is, would the Titans want him? Certainly, from a talent standpoint, that's a guy you'd want on your team. But Don Robinson, the general manager, says, ad nauseum, that he wants team first guys, and it's pretty, where do you draw the balance between a guy who's that good, but clearly his actions in the last 6 or 8 months have not been team first actions? I don't know. So I think it'd be a really interesting debate within the Titans offices as to what you do if you have a chance to sign a guy like that.
There we go. Big game tonight, Thursday Night Football. Marcus Mariota and the Titans on the road against Gardner Minshew and the Jags. David Beauclair, our guest here, covering the Titans for a long time. He's on Twitter at Beauclair Sports. David, we always appreciate the time up here in Portland, man. You're fantastic, and we look forward to talking with you down the road.
Hey, I appreciate it. Anytime, guys. Have a good day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.